Querida abuela Elena, it's been 3 days since I've seen land, and to tell you the truth, I don't miss it. At least I have a lot of time to think. Usually, I think of my future and how I want to spend my life after school, but sometimes I find myself thinking of the voices crying over the ice, calling me to follow them to, who knows, as if I'm not stupid. In any case, thanks for mailing me earplugs. I think they'll really help me sleep. Guanamod, Allie. Dear Kilt, to answer the questions you somehow transmitted to me through the ship's transceiver last night, yes, it is very, very cold here. No, I have not seen the polar bear, though I have been instructed that if I do see one, that I should run very far away, very fast. And yes, the captain and the crew very much do mind you taking over the radio, even if it is just for a short while, and I'd prefer it if you didn't do it again. So maybe don't get me kicked off this ship, please. I worked really hard to get into the summer program, and I'd like to make the most of it. We start drilling into the iceberg tomorrow. There's definitely something beneath the surface there. Something big and dark. If you put your ear right up against the ice, it's like you can almost hear it breathing. I can't wait to see what it is. I'll bet it's something really important. Looking forward to unleashing it on the world. 11 Vodka, Morningwood. Dear Dean, I appreciate you agreeing to write me a recommendation letter for the summer session aboard the Polar Wind, even after our differences last spring. I've enjoyed my time here in the Arctic immensely, and I'm learning so much from this experience. It hasn't been without its challenges, of course. I've almost been swept from the deck twice so far, and just the other day I was nearly crushed by some cascading ice. Then there was the time half the crew was down with food poisoning from some bad salmon, and we almost ran aground. Luckily, we avoided disaster. I was afraid we'd go the way of Franklin and his crew. I'm not sure what happens when one cannibalizes a food poison person, but I'd rather not find out. I realize it sounds as if I'd get down to cannibalism pretty quickly, doesn't it? The truth is, the food on the ship kinda sucks. And, well, it's been a while since I had a good meal. I think I might actually be coming down with scurvy. I didn't even know scurvy was still a thing. Is it still a thing? I guess I'll look it up later. Anyway, thanks again for all your help getting me this far. Looking forward to seeing you back in Alexandria. Yeah, Wendigos, Morningwood.